it's recording. All I know is I'm telling the truth. Are you here to represent Rob? Is that what you're here to do?
No.
Are you representing him?
No.
Okay.
Just spent 2 hours with Linda Sutton. My job is to investigate. And you wrote a letter to Marshall, and I'm following up on that. So, I'm trying to find the facts. So, no, we're not representing.
Okay.
Rob. Okay. Talk to Linda Sutton. She shared your first letter with the board. And the board decided to do nothing at that time. She had not seen your additional allegations.
I didn't send them to. You know why? Because the board didn't have the common courtesy to respond to me.
Well,
if they had, they would have gotten that second.
Okay. One of the things they have problems dealing with is they've invited Pam Johnson numerous times. They invited Terry Cox numerous times, so they have not shown. Gardenia Henley has been invited. She has not shown. So their experience with these people making accusations, quite liberal on paper, but they never come, shows that that probably inadvertently affected you. But I am concerned that the main, that matter there, which... I looked it up, and that's a serious.
But you know, when it happened, and it's been, it'll be 2 years probably in August. You know, I didn't do anything. I should have at that time, because this wasn't the first time inappropriate comments were made in the office. I was taken back, but Rob is intimidating. You don't mess with Rob, and he lets you know that nobody can touch him. So you just kind of let that go. But yes, he did, and I can tell you exactly what happened that day.
Okay, and it was August 2009.
Yeah, approximately August 2009. Jacob Wright and I thought we're close friends. I've learned in the last couple of weeks that that's not necessarily the case. But we got to be really close. And he's 27, I'm 58, okay? He and Rob, that's when I was sitting at the front. He and Rob were going out somewhere, and I said, "Where are you taking my youngin?" And they both turned around and came up to the counter. And Rob made a statement. "Well, do you have a MILF relationship?" I didn't know, I didn't understand what he was talking about. So I said, what's he talking about, MILF? And Jacob said, "You don't want to know." Tanya Mayfield, who's sitting next to me, heard it and said, "Rob." Anyway, I sat there.
Is Mayfield?
Mayfield. She heard it, but she's probably going to deny she heard it. I sat there in the office on my computer and Googled it on county property. And I was very taken back as to what the insinuation was. I'd never heard of it.
Is that the first time he made sexual statement?
I don't know that that was the first time, because that's Rob's character, and I don't think he'll ever be able to change it.
Okay.
He thinks it's funny.
And of course, the thing with Dina was the racial aspect.
Oh yeah.
Jacob Wright is a personality. He's a lone wolf, and he's basically. For Jacob.
I know. He runs to Rob and tells Rob everything. Then he'll come to the individual that might be affected and tell him what Rob says. I mean, he's out for Jacob. You're exactly right. And I had to learn that the hard way. And it really hurt me, because I trusted him.
Okay.
I have emails that Jacob has sent me saying he wished Rob would be removed. But on the other hand, he runs and tells Rob everything. So, it was a very, very hurting situation for me.
Now, subsequently, you did get a promotion?
I did.
Okay. And it was a live and let live after this incident. He didn't say anything more like that.
He was done with me. Oh. Well, he made a comment. I'd say a couple of weeks or months before I left, and I don't even remember how it came up. Something to the effect of his wife. That last child really wrecked her down there.
We just care. Yeah, and we can just point out we don't have to verbalize. And you have a pacemaker.
No.
Then why would you make a stupid statement like that?
Because that's just Rob, and I was standing there. I think it's to hurt you, because at that point something wasn't right between he and I, and I don't know what happened. He just turned on me.
And he referred to the age and the denture situation.
Yeah, something like, do you want some gum? And I said, no, I don't chew it anymore.
And this was after you were not responsive, probably, to that first one. So he was making fun of your, which
I'm gonna
baby
say my
boomer.
Age.
Yeah, I'm 60, so
and
we're
he's
baby
done
boomer.
It to, he's made reference to another individual in the office who's 60 about her looks and being a old maid type. I mean, that's just not appropriate.
Well, there's no question that Rob Kaufman can be the biggest jerk in the world. And you're right, it's been consistent since day one. He's a consistent jerk. The question is, how does that affect the operation of the office? And making... Do you mind me asking the employee about, I would just wish you would die? Is that the other...
I have heard him make a statement about Becky Pope. Becky is morbidly obese, and he has made fun of her. She had to ride in one of those wheelchair
scooters.
He would imitate her. Becky's really, really. He would imitate her like this. You know, that's not funny.
But not when...
And call her a blob. That's not funny. And how can you say that it doesn't affect the office? I think it creates a hostile work environment. I retired from the state of North Carolina. I know state personnel.
That.
And I know that from the time that he called Dina what he called her, he violated. There is zero tolerance for creating a hostile work environment. He did the same to me. Zero tolerance. He should have been right then.
This other mature employee other than Becky referred to another mature employee as being old
fashioned. No, that's Judy Spitz. And I'm not the only one that's heard comments.
Well, is there anyone in the office he hasn't commented about?
Not really. He would make fun of Jacob too. Carlton, who, I don't know if you know Carlton or not. He was our IT person along with Terry. And he would make fun of Carlton's clothes, saying, you know, why didn't you iron your clothes? And at one point, he even questioned his sexual orientation. And he's done that with Terry Cox, too, in front of us. And he told me I didn't have good gaydar, because I'm like, no, I don't think so.
What about his relationship with Lamar? Does Lamar get hit sometimes?
That's another really strange.
Well,
none of us know what Lamar does. None of us. It's been said time and time again. And I don't know if Rob just won't delegate some things to him. But I don't. Lamar, as a supervisor, lacks tremendously in supervisory skills.
He's got no initiative, very little backbone.
Oh, and zero, none.
And
I couldn't go to him.
Limited knowledge.
And I think that's Rob's fault. I don't think Rob gets him involved.
Rob hired him.
And you know why Rob hired him?
Because, supposedly because of his wife's connections.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, in his ways. That's been said before. Okay.
Now, you got a guy in there, Chris Duffy.
Yes, Chris is good.
he came from a situation that he was the expected heir apparent to Ruth Honeycutt in Davidson County. And Ruth had a falling out with Chris, I think.
I know.
But Chris is, knows what he's doing.
Yes, he does. Chris is excellent.
How's Chris's relationship with everybody in the office living lately?
Everybody knows from day one that Chris and Rob were very good friends. Chris even told me how fortunate he was to have a friend like Rob to get the job. And he proceeded to tell me that Rob was the only person from the elections community that was at his wedding. They do a lot of things together. They've been best friends from day one. Rob knew he was going to hire Chris. But on the other hand, Chris is really good. Chris is the most helpful individual in that office.
Well, he's friends with Rob, but he does his job and he works with people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So other than, and I'm not saying this in a critical matter, your dislike of Rob and the fact that Chris likes Rob, other than that, Chris does his job,
yes,
works
he does.
With people.
Chris ought to be director of that office.
Well, he's got the experience to be a director somewhere. We don't know where he will end up.
Well,
we're aware of Ruth's situation. Yeah. She's close.
And Chris
close to
may
return.
Go back, you know.
Well, he was expected to stay there and take over. Things further shaky in Davidson County in view of the recent activities down there. Yes. And you're aware of the fact in the board, you have Linda Sutton, who has thoughts on Rob that are not necessarily shared by Jordan and Dickerson. You know, it's three people on the board.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then one should not assume that they all think the same. But, you know, as well as I do, it takes two members of the board to do something.
Well, and I'm really kind of surprised about Frank not acknowledging, nobody acknowledging. I'm really, really surprised about that because I know Frank's wife. We've played golf together. Frank knew me. Of course, we didn't have any kind of camaraderie. Frank asked me, he came to me one day, and it was about 2 months after he had been on the board, and he said, I want to ask you something. He said, how's the atmosphere in here? Well, you know, I got along with Rob, and I was a Rob fan. You know, you have to play Rob's game, okay? And I said, everything's fine in here, which was a lie. I said, I think that Linda Sutton just has it out for Rob, because at that time, you could tell there was tension between them. But that's kind of been smoothed over, and you'd think they were best buddies. So something, I don't know, something's not right there. But
you regret lying? Or
yes.
not stating the truth?
Yeah. Because you want to stay on the good side of Rob.
Well, the thing is, Dickerson's taken a lot of that to heart. And what feelings Sutton has is doesn't necessarily share by Dickerson, and she's outvoted. Jordan is firmly, it's no secret, firmly behind Rob. But Dickerson is with Jordan. And so Linda, she can rant and rave.
I still don't understand. In my first letter, when Rob came and said to me in front of two other employees, you have really up. Hello. That right there. And then when I went, which I'm not used to that. I'm not used to in the state community when I worked. I'm not used to that. You'd been out the door. I let things simmer. And then I went to him and I said, Rob, can I talk to you a minute? And I could tell by the look on his face I was interrupting him. And I said, Rob, I just want to talk to you about the provisional. And that's when he screamed and yelled what I have in my statement there. I mean, I just couldn't believe it. There is no willingness. You can't ask Rob questions without feeling that you're some kind of idiot. He just...
Well,
I mean, I don't want... I'm not trying to get Ron fired. You know what I would want? I don't want a letter of apology from him because it wouldn't be heartfelt. But he did me wrong. I want, you know, if I'm trying to apply for a job right now and I have to put Board of Elections and they call the county and he put on the personnel exit form, she's not eligible to return, I can't get anything. I am the type of person, I love to work. I have worked all my life since I was 19 years old. I worked my way through college. Nobody paid a dime but me. I'm one of the best workers Rob had in that office.
And you retired from the state?
I retired from the state.
And that's, refresh my memory, what the department was?
I was 32 years at Forsyth Tech. And you know, you don't get promotion after promotion if you're not a good employee. I have all my evaluations at Forsyth Tech were top excellent. I never received a bad evaluation. And you know, when I got my evaluation in March, I call it the pseudo one because Lamar doesn't have a clue what any of us do. It's a good one too. I've got it with me. So if I'm a problem, nobody's told me.
So you would like the opportunity to file a voluntary resignation and remove the other? So on the record, you just...
I gave him. Oh, I admit that I should have made my exit in a different way, but I had just had enough. And it was Jacob Wright who came and told me what Rob had just said about me.
The agitator.
Yeah, maybe I was set up that day. I don't know. Something really strange. But I had just had enough. And Rob, why is he running to my coworkers talking about me? What reason has he told you I left? I know you've bound to talk to him.
No, I haven't talked to him about you. Not one word. I don't know if I'll be talking to him about you or not, but I will be visiting Rob when I leave here. The most important person is Linda Sutton, is chairman of the Forsyth County Board of Elections. That's why I spent 2 hours with her this morning talking about a variety of things, including you, but there were other things as well.
How does she feel about my situation? Just no substance to it at all?
No. She brought your letter up. And in fact went over her minutes and expressed concern and got no support for anything further, and the majority of the board voted just not to respond.
You're talking about idiots. I mean, if I were planning to sue, they would be a heap of trouble over that.
Well, and again, she's scratching, she knows that Jordan, but she's scratching her head over Dickerson, too.
Well, they're all in so tight with Erlene. Parman.
Hold on.
I don't know. Just a lot doesn't make sense. Still don't understand why he flipped on me. Except one Saturday when we were working, he asked me if I would start documenting things that Becky Pope was doing.
I remember you.
Uh-huh. And at the time, I mean, you're not going to sit there and say, no, not to Rob. You know, he's pretty intimidating. He said, send it to me as soon as you can. Because I said, well, I got a few things, because she is a bad worker. She needs to go. They do need to fire her. But I didn't send it to him because in my heart, I knew that wasn't my place. So I didn't send him anything. And that is when I first noticed a big change in Rob. He started, every time he could, taking a punch at me.
Well, I mean, let me tell you the scenario. Pam Johnson has been for several months contacting us. We've sent a Marshall Tudor and Judy Pittman investigators here, and sending out and running. Linda Sutton has received all that and has talked to Pam Johnson, but Pam has not agreed to come before the board. Linda is somewhat limited in that if you want action taken, it's going to take more than the letter. Mm-hmm. The board will hear, and the board needs, quote, to be educated, and obviously Mr. Dickerson hasn't heard a lot of it, so that's a downside. Then she got up with Gardenia Henley, who I understand that they have been interviewed, Fox 8, and extensively interviewed, mm-hmm, with the Winston-Salem Journal. I understand that Pam's ex-husband's works at the Journal. Neither of those entities ran it.
I know. And that's another thing, Don. One of the current part-time employees went on tape, was part of that interview. Rob knows that she did it. Why is she allowed to stay? What is the hole there?
I don't know. But the thing is, we at the State Board were expecting the Winston-Salem Journal to run something, and they didn't. That would tell you, and then when she went to Gardenia, which Gardenia Henley is a pleasant lady, but unusual.
She is very unusual.
And still living in the guise of self-importance,
right,
as a former minor diplomat. And Gardenia came to us, gets the statements we've seen before, and said, I will follow up with a complaint. It's been a month and a half. I've contacted her numerous times. When are you going to send it? Well, give me your email again. You give me your email, I email her. And had Terry and Pam sign statements accusing me of unethical behavior. Marshall Tudor just shotgunning it. And then when I come in and see Pam and Terry with a new spokesperson, and then when they signed a document, I'll show it to you. Pam and Terry did.
Well, I probably should not have. I am not in cahoots with them, with Terry and Pam. I'm not part of whatever it is they're trying to do.
Hey, KK. There are allegations of various persons. Gardenia is using them to get attention. But if one is serious about the concern about Rob, it's a matter to go through the board, not to get a spokesman, not to go to media. Is to say, board, here I am, and let me talk.
Well, these were employees who were involved in legal act. Well, okay. Boss stage, too. What choice do you have?
But if you're free to associate with Gardenia Henley.
I had no contact with Gardenia Henley since she came in the office one day wanting copies of minutes. I have had no contact with her.
Well, you're free to do, but I think your credibility would.
I am not part of anything that Terry and Pam and Dana, whoever it is, I am not part of them trying to get a lawsuit. I was invited to join it, and I said no.
I think you're better off but you represent yourself. I think you're better off like that. But feel, you're free to do so. But I want you to be aware, and when this other person, which I asked, who are you, mediator, the claim's not against me. Why would a mediator against me?
Because I didn't know what you were. I didn't know if you were going to come and grill me about. And I've told the truth in my statements.
And and you told me what you desire is basically, you're not desiring to go back to work, you decide just to clean slate there, and you go your way and they go their way.
Well, you know, I loved election work. If Rob ever leaves, I want to go back. I love what I was doing.
Have you thought about adjacent counties?
Well, don't you think Mr. Kaufman's probably already? Because I had been talking with Tabitha at Davie. I don't know what the situation is with Margaret prior to me leaving. And don't you think that he would get on the horn?
Not necessarily. You got to understand, either despise Rob or you love him. And election people are human, too. Not everybody's like
Rob. Oh, I know that.
You have in Davie, and it's self-evident, you have Margaret, who should have retired years ago, who's gradually accepting retirement. We want to get her out before she cripples herself with another fall. And if you just... Tabitha, they will be hiring when Margaret goes, right?
Hasn't she already hired someone?
Or was I do not know.
See, I'm thinking that she has hired someone.
But
I love it. I thrived on it during the presidential election.
You get Davie's a possibility. Janet is
Iredell full. County, that's not that far from my home. It's like a 30-minute drive.
Becky Gallagher.
See, I don't.
But
I can offer quite a bit in elections office, because that's something that when you walk in it, it's a lot to learn. And that was the other thing. Rob didn't want us really to learn. I asked, after I became full-time, I asked Lamar, I said, can I start going to things so I can become certified? He laughed at me. And he said, the only reason Judy speaks is because she does campaign finance. Like, Judy shouldn't be, but because she does. I mean, he laughed. I asked umpteen times, could I go to certain things, and it was...
Well, we're aware of that, and when Rob goes on occasion, we're also aware that he doesn't stay.
When he takes his family to Florida, and... Yeah, I don't know. Rob is... It's like I told you in my letter, Rob thinks he is so untouchable. You know, if I was so wrong, why did Dudley Watts, county manager, have John Dean call me the next day to see if I would be willing to work something out and come back to work? Does that tell you anything? I thought about it, and I called John the next morning. I knew I couldn't because Rob would make it worse. I wanted to go back.
Did he offer you something on another county agency?
They told me I could apply for other things within the county, but...
You want to work to occupy, or I have no
idea. I just love to work. I feel like I'm a very... viable employee to people, very valuable. You know, I was director of two programs. I ran one program that I had to have a state audit every year with millions of dollars. I had zero errors.
Have you thought about going back in community college?
Yeah, I have. But the problem there is I can only make so much. And with
contract.
The county, it's different, yeah. So.
Yeah, you got the freedom. And, I retire free to work with municipality or county, but not the state.
Yeah.
So, basically, Rebecca, and I will give Rob credit, and that Rob admits he's a jerk, too. If you confront him, you say, Rob, you say so many stupid things at the most stupid times, and, you know, I've told him, and he says, yeah. I said, can't you control your mouth? He says, I have trouble. I said, well, you only have yourself to blame. He said, you're going to get in trouble, Rob. So there's no question. He's a jerk. on this question, his age. I guess what Robson is late
44, maybe.
He ain't going to change.
No, he's not. He's not going to change, but you need to do something to change the situation in there.
Okay. Keep in mind, on elections, I'm shooting straight with you here, okay? We have elections on an annual basis. The most important ones are the even numbered years, obviously. If 212 comes about, and the situation is that Rob Kauffman is still in there, basically, Rob's a jerk. He says the wrong things. He doesn't treat people well, but he does get the election out. So you're not, basically, if anything's going to be done, it's going to be 2011.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
It has to be, because we got to take the interest of the people, get the election done. And this is not the first time we've held on to directors until after elections before to get the election done, because you help me here. If Rob Kauffman goes a month before a election and Lamar is in, what will happen? You see my point.
He wouldn't know what to do.
That's why we're comfortable with Chris Duffy being there, but Lamar is the assistant. So I can't tell you. The State Board of Elections, let me chart it out. Help you. The SBE Executive Director, which is Gary Bartlett, which you County Board of Elections. Okay, and County Board staff. Okay, the State Board of Elections, there's the five. They are in control of the executive director. And they generally, they are also in control of the County Board of Elections. They can remove for cause any member of County Board of Elections. But they do not deal with the relationship between the County Board of Elections and County Board staff. Other words, hiring a assistant or a campaign finance person, that's up to the county board. However, the executive director, by statute, for cause can take action against a county director with or without the consent of the county board. Now, the State Board of Elections, if anything further is going to happen to county director, they have to become involved. And what they would generally do is they would unite with the county board and try to work with us, see if there's a consensus. But if they think the county board has not taken the correct position, they'll deal directly with the director. Mm-hmm. Can we do something with the director? Also to their situations, when we have removed the director and the county board says we don't know what to do, that we will staff a county. And I suggest in small counties, we run county boards for several months at a time. A office the size of y'all, it would be looked to the staff and say, who can do it?
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing, is when Pam and Terry, your staff, the channel is this to the county board, and you did the right thing, Rebecca, by Roy England and Sutton. You're disappointed because the county board took no action. I'm down here to basically find out what's going on, confirm our opinions, so I can report to the executive director. This is the lay of the land, and if you want my opinion, so da-da-da-da-da. These are steps that need to be taken, da-da-da. When deadlines, that sort of thing. If something's going to happen, it's going to be this year. It's not going to be 2012. I don't know what will happen. Be up to basically my executive director of state board, and a possibility which may make you feel good. Because come June 2011, county board has to be reappointed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And rumor has it that Jordan doesn't want to be reappointed.
I've heard that.
Rumor has it that Dickerson is not all that enthusiastic. I think Sutton is leaning to wanting, if they would renominate her, to renominate her because she feels she's got unfinished business. Which means that's with a new board, we'll have probably, I'm guessing, at least two sets of new eyes to look at items which have been looked at before and resulted in inaction. I can't tell you if there are going to be two new board members or not. I can't tell you if it's going to be reappointed because that's up to the political parties. But if there are two new board members, they're going to be looking at stuff anew. And also, too, there are going to be new board members. They're not, haven't had time to come under the influence of
right.
a county
director. He'll smooth them real quick. He's good at that.
Well, we understand that, but also we understand that probably board members, new board members here, probably would benefit from a orientation.
Well, that's true.
By the state board staff. And also lay of the land by maybe somebody staying on one person. So there's some events happening that's geared toward the calendar. Now, I'm serious. You would like the opportunity to work in elections again.
I love elections.
But if Kaufman is there, that's not going to work, either for you or him. I am unaware of anything adjacent county. I'm not going to look for you. However, if you want to hear something and you want to contact me, and because I think Linda Sutton will verify that she thought you did good work, and it could be too, you'd be surprised the attitude of some adjacent directors other than George Gilbert, who likes Rob, toward Rob, okay? He may not necessarily be the favorite of people that you think he is. Within the Forsyth County Board of Elections and Human Resources, what you're saying, too, is if you just would take anything negative out of the file and just it just be a resignation.
I would love that.
And so that's what I'm hearing from you. And it's certainly not unreasonable request. You've got the wits about you to know that you and Rob can never work together again. Although it is his fault. The reality is you can't.
I know.
Your situation is different from that, Terry. Now, Terry.
I know that.
Terry is a.
Be careful.
Terry's a nice guy.
Terry is a nice guy. Rob rooted him out. There was no doubt.
But Terry also had the opportunity
to be director.
Absolutely.
Right.
And Terry was the first. Terry told me, and he didn't, after his experience, he didn't want to be. It stressed him. He was one stressed out guy.
That's why I heard that.
So,
the election violations that, like, the ballots from the time I've worked there, the absentee ballots from the time I worked there, there's never been a board member present when they're counted.
And that's some of the
things. Address that for me, please.
Well, and absentee ballots can be processed, but they are counted by the board in a session.
It wasn't done until the next meeting after I left. Never done.
And it should be done in that standard operating procedure. The statute says, procedure says.
Yes, it does. I know what it says.
And,
they were open 2 days before. I don't get it, Don. It's been a nightmare for me. I've never, never, ever been treated the way that he. But you know what? It's going to happen to somebody else. And you're going to be sitting talking to them, too. He is a major liability to the county and the state. And you know, you can look it up on the internet and see when Rob was involved in a sexual harassment suit in Michigan in 1995. It's sitting there.
Well, I'm, Kathy Cooper, for many years, 25, ran a good office.
Oh, my God.
Lardell, been assistant, and the board at the time chose not to hire Gar.
Yeah.
And they went with someone escaping Michigan. All folks in Michigan are going elsewhere. So, Rebecca, what can you expect?
You know what I would like? I would like a letter from the county board. You know what? I'm not going to tell you what I want it to say. I want a follow-up from them for my records.
Okay.
I don't even care what it says. I just want to know that they saw it and acknowledge it. And I quite frankly question the legality of them not making a response. You would know the answer to that.
Well, there's no legality on it. There's, of course, it's not a legal action, but it's an expectation one would get a response.
Well, it's a slap in the face not to get a response. And if I have to hear Linda Sutton say, well, it's too general, and we, God, what's it going to take? What is it going to take? Look at these accusations. Don't tell me you haven't seen them. What's it going to take?
It's basically for those people to come before the board. Now, and let me give you the reason why Pam and Terry will not come before the board. I mean, it's not their jobs. They're not working there anymore.
I don't know why. I would, as long as I'm not sit there and grilled. But
you, Rebecca, you know as well as I do, due process, regarding even murderers get due process, is you people present evidence in person before the tribunal.
Right.
And yeah, that's the holdup. And that's the holdup. If that you can't hang the guy just by submitting documentation. There comes a time you got to show up. And also, too, if it's true, then truth will come out. So, Rob, so-and-so, you may be talking to Rob. So, Rob, you know Jacob Price saw and so that Tanya Mayfield saw that.
But they're not. You know what? Jacob and I talked about this probably a month ago, and all of a sudden he's like, you know, I'm not sure I remember that. But we talked about it. I don't know how many times, and he was in disbelief that Rob made that statement. He's scared to lose his job. And when you come and look at all the things that have a problem in the office, Jacob seems to be the axis of that. It took me a while to realize that. But he seems to be. And you said it yourself, he's out for Jacob.
Okay. That's cool. I will again talk to Sutton and suggest that it would be proper for the board to respond in some manner to you. If the board invites you to come to present to them everything, will you come?
Oh, sure.
Okay. That's more than a lot of folks about.
I have nothing to hide. I am not lying about anything. And there are more things. It's just that one gets used to Rob, and you just Okay, well, that's right. But you know what? It's not right, and it is in violation.
So, yeah, okay. I will be back in touch with you as to if the board, then this response, that you're willing to come before the board.
Sure I am.
And all Linda has to do is contact you. And also, too, if you're talking to Pam Johnson or Terry Cox, you tell them, Linda said would welcome them to come before the board. And if y'all want to come as a threesome.
No, I'm going to separate myself. Well, and again, you have to understand, I have never been a part of that group. They contacted me and wanted to know if I want to join whatever little lawsuit they've got going on. I said no. Only reason I associate with Pam is to find out what's going on in the elections office, because there's a couple of pipelines straight to her. I don't know if this recorded or not. You know what I'm going to do? Do you know how to erase all this? I don't want it.
Well, then I would suggest you maybe ask your husband or associate to whoever, to whom, help you.
It's not mine, it's Terry's. Are they watching? They better be gone. And